Mula Nakshatra, cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some individuals process the world through auditory channels, paying close attention to words, tone, and internal dialogue. Others rely on visual cues, absorbing information through imagery, symbolism, and spatial memory. Still others are kinesthetic, deeply attuned to bodily sensations, emotional undercurrents, and instinctual feelings. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, detachment, depth, karmic intelligence. And associated with Nyarlathotep, the goddess of dissolution, leans strongly toward kinesthetic and visual symbolic processing. These natives often operate beneath the surface, absorbing truths that others overlook, sensing meaning through feeling, sensation, and abstract imagery. Their subconscious cognition is raw, intuitive, and deconstructive. They often unlearn before they learn, pulling things apart to get to the root. While not typically verbal in their processing, they can develop powerful auditory clarity when truth cuts through illusion. Planetary placements in the first, third, fifth, and tenth houses shape how this deeper processing expresses itself. If Ketu is in the first or fifth house, the dominant style is kinesthetic intuitive. These individuals process reality through body memory, instinct, and silent knowing. In Mula, Ketu amplifies detachment from logic. They often feel what's true long before they can articulate it. If Ketu is in the 10th, their public persona may seem mysterious. They move in ways that others don't fully understand, acting from an inner compass rather than external logic. If Moon is in the 1st or 4th house, the style is kinesthetic emotional, with a deep sensitivity to environments, relationships, and inner shifts. These individuals are strongly reactive to emotional texture. They remember how something felt, not necessarily what was said. In Mula, Moon adds emotional depth to karmic unraveling. They process through grief, loss, and healing, often in nonlinear waves. If Moon is in the 10th, this creates emotional awareness in public life. They instinctively know how to respond, even if they don't explain why. If Venus or Jupiter is in the 5th or 9th house, the processing style brings in visual symbolic intelligence. These individuals understand through archetypes, metaphors, or inner vision. In Mula, Venus brings beauty to breakdown. They may experience transformation through art, dreams, or creative expression. Jupiter adds spiritual symbolism. They process ideas through myth, morality, or karmic philosophy. If either is in the 10th, their leadership often includes depth, symbolism, or a sense of destiny that others feel but may not see. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, auditory processing becomes more refined. These natives develop verbal precision, especially when they've cleared inner noise. In Mula, Mercury doesn't chatter, it cuts. They speak when something needs to be said, often using words as truth blades. If Mercury is in the 10th, their communication may be public, healing, or deeply transformative, whether through teaching, writing, or truth-telling roles. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the subconscious processing is kinesthetic through instinct and survival. These individuals absorb information through bodily reaction. They move, act, or defend based on gut-level response. In Mula, Mars gives them piercing perception. They spot weakness or danger instinctively. If Mars is in the 10th, they often take on roles that involve cutting through illusion, initiating transformation, or confronting truths others avoid. Mula's cognitive style is raw, primal, and revelatory. These natives often process by stripping away layers, emotionally, mentally, or symbolically, until what's left is real. They may not follow traditional logic, but their understanding is karmically accurate. Their growth lies in trusting this deep nonlinear process, allowing feeling, vision, and intuitive truth to lead. When integrated, Mula becomes the soul surgeon, precise, fearless, and able to perceive what lies beneath the surface, because they've been there themselves. Mula Nakshatra, motivation direction, towards versus away from. Some individuals are motivated towards a goal, driven by aspiration, growth, truth, or a compelling vision. Others are primarily motivated away from something, moving to avoid pain, loss, emotional vulnerability, or internal chaos. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, detachment, karma, inward withdrawal, and associated with Nyarlathotep, the goddess of destruction and transformation, leans strongly toward an away-from motivation style, especially in its earlier stages. These natives are often propelled by a deep urge to pull away from illusion, entanglement, or inherited conditioning. Their journey usually begins with loss, rupture, or a stripping away that causes them to retreat inward, seeking to unearth what is true beneath the surface. However, once the dust of dissolution settles, Mula can powerfully shift into a towards mode, aiming for spiritual clarity, soul-rooted purpose, or transformative leadership. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 6th, and 10th houses shape how this motivational pattern reveals itself. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the motivation is deeply away from, rooted in detachment from identity, ego, or worldly ambition. These individuals often move through life shedding roles rather than chasing them. In Mula, Ketu magnifies the urge to renounce or retreat. They are often driven to disconnect from what feels false or karmically loaded. If Ketu is in the 10th, their public life may appear detached or mysterious. They may walk away from conventional success in search of something more meaningful. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, motivation is away from emotional instability or internal disruption. These individuals crave inner peace and may act quickly to remove themselves from anything that threatens it. In Mula, Moon adds emotional gravity. They're motivated to protect their emotional roots by pulling back from drama, intensity, or betrayal. If Moon is in the 10th, this need for emotional control plays out publicly. They may choose roles that allow them to maintain privacy and inner emotional autonomy. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, motivation shifts more clearly towards, especially through action, purpose, or inner power. These natives are propelled to fight, fix, or forge through. In Mula, Mars adds fire to Ketu's detachment. They are driven to cut through falseness, even if it's painful. If Mars is in the 10th, they often rise as courageous disruptors, leaders who are unafraid to take risks in pursuit of clarity, truth, or regeneration. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the motivation becomes towards intellectual truth and clear expression. These individuals are moved to refine, understand, or communicate the roots of what matters. In Mula, Mercury gives them the courage to question everything. They are driven by the desire to expose lies, dismantle false narratives, and find the essence beneath complexity. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes public. They may work as writers, healers, investigators, or guides who help others unravel what's real. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the motivation is a slow shift from away from fear to towards mastery. These individuals often begin life avoiding instability, loss, or failure, but eventually channel that into long-term purpose. In Mula, Saturn gives structure to Ketu's intensity. They may initially run from pressure, but grow into deeply responsible carriers of truth. If Saturn is in the 10th, they rise through discipline and inner strength, earning respect not from ambition, but from grounded resilience. Mula's core motivation is to unearth, strip away, and begin again. These natives are often moved by what they must leave behind before they even know what they're moving toward. Their evolution lies in transforming loss into liberation, learning that walking away isn't always rejection, it's realignment. When balanced, Mula becomes a fearless truth seeker, cutting ties with what no longer serves and stepping forward, not out of fear, but from a powerful inner knowing of what's real, lasting, and soul deep. Mula Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some individuals primarily direct attention inward, constantly monitoring their thoughts, emotions, and inner transformation. Others are more attuned to others, observing behaviors, reading energy, and focusing on external feedback or dynamics. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu inward pull, karmic detachment, and associated with Nirdi, the goddess of disintegration and truth, strongly leans toward a self-focused attention style. These natives are deeply introspective, often scanning their inner world for meaning, disruption, or emotional undercurrents. They instinctively withdraw from surface-level distractions to explore what lies beneath. However, in roles of healing, teaching, or crisis resolution, Mula can become sharply others-aware, not for validation, but to read what needs to be undone, transformed, or released. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses influence how this inward gaze interacts with the outer world. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, attention is deeply self-directed, often to the point of detachment from external feedback. These individuals are intensely reflective, often examining identity, karma, or purpose without seeking outside input. In Mula, Ketu draws their attention inward. They question everything, often pulling apart belief systems or identities. If Ketu is in the 10th, this may translate into a public role that appears mysterious or withdrawn. They may lead from behind the scenes or through quiet power. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, attention becomes relational and emotionally responsive. These individuals are sensitive to emotional tone and may focus on others when bonds feel intense or unstable. In Mula, the Moon adds a gravitational pull. They may swing between emotional absorption and sudden retreat. If Moon is in the 10th, their outer presence may be shaped by the emotional needs of others. They track public tone, then withdraw to process privately. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, attention becomes dual-tracked, processing both internal thoughts and external cues. These individuals are mentally agile, often shifting between self-reflection and keen observation of others. In Mula, Mercury brings sharp perception. They may detach emotionally while watching others carefully for patterns or inconsistencies. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes a professional gift. They may thrive in roles requiring strategic listening, research, or transformative communication. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, attention is self-focused through instinct and control. These natives are highly attuned to internal tension, drive, and survival triggers. In Mula, Mars gives them the ability to act decisively, but only after inwardly gauging what feels true. If Mars is in the 10th, they are seen as quiet enforcers, focused, intense, and often one step ahead in anticipating challenge or disruption. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, attention is inwardly contained but outwardly disciplined. These individuals focus on internal order, emotional control, and karmic weight. In Mula, Saturn adds gravity. They carry emotional heaviness that keeps their gaze inward, even while appearing composed. If Saturn is in the 10th, they're often public figures with a private soul, measured, wise, but deeply focused on their own inner alignment. Mula's natural attention is soulward, aimed at what's beneath, behind, and beyond the surface. These natives don't track others to belong. They do so to understand what's real or unravel what's false. Their evolution lies in balancing inner inquiry with outer presence, learning when to engage, when to observe, and when to withdraw. When balanced, Mula becomes the inward seer and outward liberator, someone who transforms not by controlling others, but by mastering the self first. Mula Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some individuals process reality in big chunks, grasping broad themes, archetypes, and abstract truths. Others prefer little chunks, breaking information down into precise steps or focused details. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, detachment, root-seeking, karmic insight, and associated with Nirudhi, the goddess of dissolution, leans toward a big chunk understanding style. These natives are driven to uncover the root of things, not the surface explanation, but the deeper existential or karmic truth beneath it. They often discard the finer details in favor of what feels universally or spiritually true. However, when necessary, especially during personal upheaval or crisis, they can zero in with surgical precision, dissecting ideas or emotions to clear space for transformation. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses reveal how their perception unfolds. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the understanding is deeply intuitive and symbolic, often bypassing structure entirely. These individuals process through insight, emotional knowing, or spiritual flashes. In Mula, Ketu intensifies abstraction. They may just know the truth, but struggle to explain how. If Ketu is in the 10th, they may be seen as enigmatic guides or disruptive teachers, those who deliver wisdom without conventional form. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the understanding remains big chunk, but through emotional resonance. These individuals learn through emotional immersion, stories, symbols, or experiences that hold meaning over time. In Mula, the Moon roots this style in feeling. They absorb the essence of a situation rather than dissect it. If Moon is in the 10th, they may lead through emotional wisdom, sensing the larger pattern behind social or relational dynamics. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the native gains access to little chunk processing. These individuals can organize thought, compare facts, or create structure around intuition. In Mula, Mercury grounds the root-seeking with clarity. They may translate abstract insights into practical language. If Mercury is in the 10th, they become powerful communicators of truth, able to simplify depth without diminishing its meaning. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, understanding becomes active and dissective. These individuals break things down instinctively, especially when clarity is urgent. In Mula, Mars sharpens the breakdown. They pull things apart, systems, beliefs, behaviors, often to rebuild something stronger. If Mars is in the 10th, this is seen professionally. They're truth cutters, strategists, or reformers who dig deep and lead with conviction. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the big chunk style becomes philosophical and moral. These individuals understand life through archetypes, dharma, or karmic law. In Mula, Jupiter expands their perception. They seek higher meaning, often through spiritual questioning or radical unlearning. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they serve as teachers or guides, conveying big truths born from inner disassembly. Mula's cognitive essence is karmic, nonlinear, and symbolic. These natives don't memorize, they remember from within. They learn best by undoing first, stripping away the false to see what remains. Their growth lies in learning when to ground insight in form and when to let the bigger truth speak for itself. When balanced, Mula becomes the deep-rooted visionary, one who processes reality through the lens of origin, loss, and ultimate liberation.